Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Dr. Deb, and I am America's family therapist. Yes, I am a self-declared American family therapist. Not just American, but America's family therapist. I have been saying for several weeks now that the family needs to come to the table and have a real talk, a serious talk, a heart-to-heart talk about our racist past and our racist present. Now, today I want to talk about the fear in all of this, the fear in all of this. And I recall sharing with you a story that when I was about in the 10th grade, I said to my geometry teacher that the only difference between people is the color of their skin. And as I think about that story, I wondered about both our fears. I wondered about her fear that she may be more like me, and of course this woman was a white woman, was more like me than she was willing to admit or concede to, and that I was more like what she thought I was than I was willing to admit or to concede to. In other words, my statement came out of fear and out of hope that the only real difference between me and a white person was just the fact that I was black and they were not. And her fear, it seems to be like these people cannot be like me because I have a certain, she said, value that they don't seem to have. And as I thought about that, I wondered, what if it's true? You know, what if we're both wrong? I am just as smart, just as capable as she is or any other white person. And then what if she was wrong, thinking that she had values that were superior to mine, that she had something innately that put her in a different category, in a higher category, in a superior category than the one that I'm in. So what if it's true? What if those things are true? And then, guys, I call it the big lie. What if it's all a lie? You know, I've said on many occasions and I've offered references about the biology of race, and basically there is no difference between biologically one human being and another, no matter what the shade or hue that's on the outside, the skin carries. There's no difference. And then there, I thought about all the psychological studies about nature versus nurture. You know, what are you born with? What abilities you're born with? Are you naturally something? Or do you learn to be these things? And, of course, there are people who still have that argument. But I am of a both-and persuasion belief system, and I believe that it's a little bit of both. But know this, natural abilities come from genetics. Yes, your parents, their parents, their parents, their parents, you inherited some things, but those inheritances are not based on the color of or the lack of color of your skin tone or your lack of melanin, not at all. It is just that, your parental inheritances biologically, not your ethnicity. And you notice I use ethnicity, which speaks to kinds of people versus race, because I only believe, and I'm not by myself when I say there's only one race of people, and that is the human race. So now you think about nature, nurture, and what about the power of your mind, your ability to create something, your ability to will something into being? And I think that is something spiritual that we all possess. But then again, that's something to be discussed another time. So think of these examples. You could be born to geniuses and still be average, or maybe well below average. You could be born to average, even below parents, and be a genius. And we're talking black or white people. So when I talk generally, I'm talking about people. Or in both cases, you can be afforded afforded the best parenting, the best education, private tutors, business and social connections, and become an utter failure. Offered all those things and become an intellectual giant or a business mogul. So what I'm offering to you is that some of us, all of us, could have been any of those things. And some of us have had the benefit of those best education, best tutoring, private tutoring, business and social connections, and it has made a difference not only in our lives but in our children's lives and in our grandchildren's lives and so forth. And then, and there are some of us who have been denied all of those things, all of those things, and it has made a difference in our family lives and in our children's lives and so forth. And if you are, have been in America any length of time and with your eyes open, or you can just Google disparities, economic disparities, health disparities, you can Google that and you'll find that the people of color, the black people, the red people, the yellow people, some in some cases, are more subjected to those lack of privileges. They have been disenfranchised in so many different ways, and it has made a difference, all right, in their lives. Okay, now let's talk about the white privilege. We call it white privilege because all of those things white people, by and large, have just come to expect to be a part of their lives, whether it is or not, because there are some white people that are just as poor as the poorest black person or the homeless person, so don't hear me saying that. But when you look at the way things have panned out, it is clear that the white Americans in this country have been afforded and continue to be afforded privileges that black Americans in this country have been denied. And these privileges and lack thereof has changed the constitution, the stability of their families. All right, and we're just talking generally. Now, so advantages in any form is for one group or another is based on color, based on melanin, we have called racism. Right. So what I need us to do is consider how it is that we can begin to do something about the things that are that we are in fear about as it relates to our colors, the color of our skin, the fear that's connected to that. The fear that is connected to what it means to be black or to be white. And it's human nature. You know, I say this all the time. It is such human nature for us to want to be better than some other group, especially if we think that other group is not as smart, not as good, not as anything as we. It is that is human. It is classes, it is races, but it is human. And I get that. I get that. Because within the ethnicities, there is what we call classism, where there is one group think that they're better than the other group because of a lot of it. It could be education, it could be money, it could be lineage, it could be any of those things. But those things come between us and other people. And the fear is that those other people may be just as smart, just as astute as we are, and we have this need, some human need, to be better. So I wonder what would happen if we woke up one day and somehow we were able to confront ourselves with the lies that we have about who we are, that we're no better than anybody else and we're no worse than anyone else, black or white. How would that change how you would navigate your relationships with yourself and with others? How would that change? Hmm. I think as a people, we all will be in a different education and financial state than what we are, because we will have come to understand that all we need to do is tap into that last thing I mentioned, the power of the mind. Because think of that. There are people who are born to poor families. Most of the billionaires, many of them Many of them are self-created, who were not raised in families who had money. Many, and I might even say most of the millionaires in this country are self-made. They were not born to wealthy families. They created it. Now, think of the black millionaires that are in this country. We know that most of them, if not all of them, were born to poor families, poor parents, because they were denied all the things that we've been talking about, this time with you. So if you can imagine, so what did these black people, you know, white people say, well, black people just get a job, stop complaining, and work hard, and just like everybody else, they make it. There is some truth to that, because the ones who did. The ones who are millionaires or billionaires, that's exactly what they did. Many of them were poor. Most of them were poor. Many of them were homeless, is what I wanted to say. They tapped into something that they knew, some natural thing that they knew, and they did that work. They created some things out of the hard work, and then one day we looked up and we were hearing about the great XYZ person. So we are clear that is that. But I would offer really quickly that those people, black or white, because I know there's some, I've read stories and have heard interviews of white millionaires who came from poor families too, and they did exactly that. But I offer this, and I'm sure it happens, but this is a great example. The guy who's on Starbucks, he's my hero. I just love his, and no, it wasn't Starbucks. It was Whole Foods. Love his story. He talks about how when he was starting his store, he was able to get a loan on his signature, and he admitted that his signature was not worth very much. He was admitting that his credit was bad, that he didn't have any money, but a bank loaned him some money. Now, I'm sure that was a great business decision. They thought it was at the time, but I know the black people listening to this would say that would never happen to a black man or a black woman. That's what we're talking about, unearned privileges. I say all the time, I see white people on the street holding up signs, and it kind of bothers me that they would be asking me for something when, in my mind, they could just walk, put on a suit, take a bath, comb their hair, walk in someplace, and somebody will give them an opportunity. And my logic, if my logic is holding up, it will be just because of the privilege that comes with white skin. And the black person probably can do the same thing. And I'm almost certain there are some hearts out there that would make that possible. But hear me when I say that the fear that we have around who we are, what we look like, and what we have and don't have continues to divide us. And if we are going to be this one nation, quote, under God, then we are going to have to come to grips with the possibility and the reality in this case that the only difference between you and another person is the amount of melanin that you have in your DNA, and that shows up in your phenotypical body, in the way your body looks. I went back to biology. That's the only difference. So this is Dr. Deborah. I am America's family therapist, and I am going to grind this axe, beat this dead horse, animal people, until you join me in this conversation, because it is way past overdue, and I am the family member that's going to bug you until we do it. It has been totally my honor and my privilege to have had this time with you, and my goal is to get you to chime in. So, as you can contemplate your own fears, I invite you to challenge yourself to overcome them. This has been On the Real with Dr. D. On the Real, I haven't said this in a while, but you already know. Until next Monday, take good care.